Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before we head out to Brian Baldinger, 410-583-1057, you can win two general admission tickets to Heavy Seas 30-Year Beer Fest this Saturday, December 6th, from 12 to 4 at Heavy Seas Beer in Halthorpe. Enjoy an all-you-can-sample tasting experience courtesy of Heavy Seas. You must be 21-plus to win and attend. We have two pairs. We're giving them both away right now. 410-583-1057, your opportunity to go to Heavy Seas for the 30-Year Beer Fest. It's this Saturday, December 6th from 12 to 4. So there's that. And now let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. So what did you think about what you saw from the Ravens on Thanksgiving night? And is this sort of what we're going to see the rest of the way?
Well, you're not going to see Pittsburgh with a quarterback play like Joe Burrow.
No.
So I don't, you know, I mean, that was no. Like, that was Joe, you know, he was pretty spectacular. Got the ball to everybody in that game. Ayasavash, you know, just, I mean, everything, you know, but I mean, honestly, the turnovers, you know, they crushed you. I mean, Lamar's fumbles, you know, Flowers, likely they all, I think they all laid the ball on the ground, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that has not been what led them to, you know, the win streak, the 5-game win streak they had. They had been taking the ball away. So that was a total departure. But, you know, they got to get back to playing their brand of football. You know, they got to run the ball better than they have run it. And we expect more from Lamar than what we're getting. And so, I mean, that's, you know, the team is based on, you know, playing sound defense, which they had done, and then, you know, just better offensive play all the way around. That's what I expect to see on Sunday against Pittsburgh.
Baldy, I feel like we've asked you about the Steelers defense a couple times this year, but it was a new low on Sunday. They gave up 249 yards on the ground, most since 1975 in Pittsburgh. What did you see in the film that the Bills were doing, and could this be a defense that the Ravens could bounce back against?
Well, first of all, they were looking to get blocked, not defeat blocks. Like, it was just... I saw safeties, Jalen Ramsey, you know, pick Duggar. I mean, they were looking to go hit people that weren't the ball carrier. Like, it just made no sense, you know. And then guys just up front, you know, whether it was CJ or Ward or, you know, Hayward. I mean, it was just, they were just stuck on blocks and playing way too high. I mean, just bad fundamental football. And you know, Chicago's, you know, they're, I mean,
Buffalo.
But, Yeah, Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo, like, they're playing two backup tackles in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, James Cook, Ray Davis, it didn't matter who was running the ball. I mean, they had lanes. And, you know, they were getting clear holes. And I had seen, I mean, Pittsburgh's been a bad defense for most of the year. But I have not seen that from them, that level of play. And then, on top of that, I didn't see anybody hit anybody. Like, there was no hitting. There was no violence. There was no contact. They're literally eating blocks all day long. And I would expect, you know, especially with all the attention to the head coach and everything else, that, they will play a different brand of football on Sunday in Baltimore.
Well, that's sort of it, right? Like, if this doesn't galvanize them and we don't see a different degree of focus and energy and even, I mean, the E word, effort, then it's then they're basically waving the white flag on their season. Is that, do you think that's kind of fair to say? Like, if they don't turn this into their Super Bowl, then Mike Tomlin is going to have his first losing season and there's going to be a whole lot of un-Pittsburgh-like stuff coming to Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I agree. I mean, they got old. And then the old guys aren't really being very productive right now. So, but yes, I mean, this used to be really what the NFL was all about when Pittsburgh and Baltimore played, whether it was playoffs, regular season. It was, it was the most physical game that you would watch all year long. You didn't have to, I mean, if you were on the sidelines and you closed your eyes, you would shudder at the level of contact, you know, that was being displayed by these two teams. And so I would think, like, if you can't get ready to go play Baltimore for first place in the division, then I agree with you, Jason. I think that, you know, they'll be packing bags, and I think there'll be, you know, a lot of changes being made. Because the noise, you know, the noise is coming from ex-players.
Yes.
That play for Mike Tomlin. Yeah, that's, you know, it's not the fans. The fans are the fans. But we're talking about ex-Ben Roethlisberger. We're talking about, you know, some great players in that organization that are
Baldy,
sounding off right
no
now.
No offense to Bernard Pollard, but when Bernard Pollard goes off on Harbaugh around here, like, people are like, well, it's Bernard Pollard.
Yeah.
These are guys who were the faces of Super Bowl winning teams.
Bernard Pollard was putting people to sleep out there, you know. Yeah. Yes. But, like, you know, when you hear from some of the great players in the Steelers, Raptors, popping off about, you know, they need a change.
Yeah.
I mean, that's significant to me, because that's what the Rooneys will listen to.
Yes.
They probably will listen to those players and what they're having to say about the coach. And it's not just Mike. I mean, I don't think it's a great staff, you know, and you're defensively, offensive line, like, you're not seeing development of players to any degree right now.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. So, Baldy, we saw the Ravens. They weren't good Thursday night. The Steelers were bad Sunday. The Bengals are only two games back at this point. In your mind, are we living in a world where the Bengals could mess around and win this division still?
It's possible. I mean, if you stink it up like you did last week, you know, it's certainly possible. But, you know, I have not seen that defense play like that in years. I mean, that was the best performance we have seen. And now, is that Joe Burrow? They got to go to Buffalo this weekend. It's not going to be easy. But Joe Burrow, I mean, I would, you know, if I had a few extra shekels that I could, like, throw on a player and bet, you know, bet those on, I mean, I would put it on Joe. I mean, that level of concentration and just listening to that guy in the postgame press conference on Thanksgiving night, like, I was getting emotional. Like, he's like, well, why are you coming back to play, Joe? You know, I mean, you're not going, and he's like, it's because I love to play.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just it. He just loves to play. He missed a bunch of time. He wants to be out there with his teammates. And I remember talking to him against Baltimore last year, guys, in Cincinnati, that week 5 game that was a thriller. And it might even have been an overtime game. But I remember talking to Joe on the sideline before the game. He's like, Baldy, I got to be perfect. And what he meant was not like complete every pass, but I have to be at my very best for us to have a chance to win the game. And I know that. And my team knows that. And I think it's not pressure. That's just kind of what he expects from himself.
Baldy, let's spin it forward. Week 14 kicks off tonight. Should be a really fun game. Cowboys taking on the Lions. How do you see tonight playing out?
I can't wait. I can't wait for this game. Detroit, since they lost to Green Bay week one, they was disappointed. They won 4 in a row. They looked like they were back. And then they literally, from that point on, October 5th, they have 1-1, lost one, 1-1, lost one for literally 10 straight weeks or 9 straight weeks now. And so the pattern says they should win tonight at home. But they haven't played well at home. Their secondary is beat up. I don't know. Maybe you guys know better. I don't know what Amon-Ra St. Brown's status is for tonight's game. That was an ugly injury on Thanksgiving. Yeah. They lost Laporta. Like, they have two home run hitters in the lineup in Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs. And if they get those guys going, I could see a really high-scoring game. But Dallas' offense looks about as good as anybody's right now to me. And Dak is playing great. I think they believe in the coach. And so they've rebuilt their defense on the fly. Like, I think Dallas has a really good shot to go in there and win their fourth in a row tonight.
Kansas City Chiefs. I know I bring them up all the time. I can't quite figure them out. They have been really good at home and terrible on the road. They get the Texans at home. But, boy, Baldy, I just feel like on Thanksgiving night, Dallas outclassed them across the board. Like, where are you on the Chiefs?
I'm not high on them. Yeah. I'm not high on them. And, look, I don't need a bunch of stats to tell me that Houston's the best defense. You just have to turn the TV on. Just watch that team play. Like, they're so basic, Jason, honestly. They're a four-man front. They don't deviate. They play a single high safety. They pack the box to stop the run. And then they hit everything that moves. And Will, if Myles Garrett wasn't so freaking good this year, I mean, I would say Will Anderson would be my choice for the defensive player. He plays the game the right way. His energy level that he plays at every snap is unmatched by anybody in this league right now. It's a credit. It's just a credit to him, to D'Amico, how they get these guys right. But they are healthy on defense. Now, you know, maybe Mahomes has a few more rabbits out of the hat.
Yeah.
You never bet against him, but they're going to hit him. He's going to get hit in this game.
Yeah.
And it's you know, they're without their left tackle. That's been an issue all year. That's Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson out there going against him. Like, if I was Patrick Mahomes, I wouldn't be holding that ball very long against this group.
Before we let you go, Baldy, the Monday night game, Eagles and Chargers, and the Eagles' offense still looks broken. Chargers, well, their quarterback's got a broken hand, but it sounds like he's going to play. What do you think of this Eagles team right now, and are you buying the Chargers at all?
I'm buying the Chargers. You know, this is Kamani Vidal. I mean, everybody wished they could have a fourth running back like that. That was his third 100-yard rushing day of the year last week. And that's with backup tackles and quarterback with a broken hand, the whole thing. But defensively, they're still very good. They're very, very good defensively. And I don't believe in Philadelphia's offense at all. And I live in Philly, and I hear all the noise. And, you know, I mean, the quarterback has to play better. But, you know, without Lane Johnson, they're never very good. And he's not out there. They lead the league in three and outs. If you go three and out against a Charger team, they're going to beat you. And so, you know, they got to get back to sustaining some offense. And, you know, last year Saquon averaged 5.8 yards a carry. This year it's 3.7 yards a carry. And you just don't see a reason why it's going to change right now.
Baldy, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks,
we appreciate
brother.
It. We'll chat next week.
Yeah. Take care, guys. You bet, man. Enjoy the weekend. See you.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jared Dulock from the Pittsburgh Post, because that's going to join us at 3:30. But coming up next, man, the Steelers look bad on Sunday. But just how bad is this Steelers team? We'll tell you next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here on the Fan.
Time, maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd Dude. Probably go win national championships.
Because
he's a great recruiter.
That's what I was having a conversation. We probably had this.
Probably.
Or I was having this conversation the other day. I'm like, Coach T in college would be one of the greatest college football coaches.
So that's Ben Roethlisberger and his buddy
Spence. He's
always
thinking about everybody other than himself. That is the amazing thing about Ben Roethlisberger.
It's the season of giving.
He's just all about what's best for everybody else.
Yeah, so he thinks that Mike Tomlin should go to Penn State.
Remember when he took the pay cut and he was giving that money to TJ Watt?
Yes, yes.
That's first contract extension. Yeah,
stealing money the last couple of years. He's not the only ex-Steeler to pooping on head coach Mike Tomlin. I saw Ryan Clark on ESPN, friend of the show, said it might be time for them to part ways. But here's James Harrison, former scary defensive end for the Steelers.
I think he's still a scary defensive end.
But he's not a defensive end anymore.
Well, I think
he's still lifting like 8 million pounds.
He's still basically a defensive end.
And here he is on Tomlin.
And as much as I hate to say this, I have never been a person that thought Coach Tomlin was a great coach. I thought he was a good coach.
Wow.
And I'll be honest, part of that is because when I was slated to be the starter, when Joey left, he drafted 1 and 2 outside linebackers. And I was actually behind one of them for a minute. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we have coaches on this staff, and that's it. And when I say coaches, I'm saying this as a coach is someone that tells you what to do. And it doesn't matter if what they're telling you to do is right or wrong. That's what a coach does. Huh. And we have coaches. Okay. A good coach gets you to play to your potential. And right now, the players we have on that team, I have seen play. I know they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen them do it, and they're not playing up to their potential.
So,
and a great coach gets you to play beyond your potential. Mm-hmm. And I know the Steelers historically don't move on from coaches. But I think it's time that history be made, because right now, the only history we're making is being the worst Pittsburgh Steelers team statistically almost in the history of the organization.
There's a lot to dive into. First of all, the flawed logic that Mike Tomlin drafted players, not the GM, alas.
The name Ziggy Hood was the shot that he was taking after Joey Porter.
I would not want to be one rung ahead of
James Harrison.
James Harrison on any depth chart.
No.
When he's like, I'm
Remember
behind.
The Ravens
I'm
him.
One step behind. Yeah. I'm one step behind you, Ziggy. Hey, Ziggy.
Coming for you, Ziggy.
Look at that depth chart, Ziggy.
Yeah.
Hey, Ziggy, I want you to take this pen and circle what's really wrong with that depth chart. And you better get it right, Ziggy. I mean, wow.
There's
now, I do
there.
Think he... In the end, he's basically saying a lot of what Baldy was just saying. Yeah. There's not player development. There's not, like, scheme development. There's not overarching productivity development. And I think Mike Tomlin has saddled himself with a horse bleep staff. And so
Baldy,
he's got to pay for that. He's got to pay for that. But could you imagine, like Ed Reed or Ray Lewis saying this stuff about Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine that?
Yeah.
That'd be the whole show.
Yes,
like
yes.
In Pittsburgh, that's the whole show,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Is let's just listen to what Harrison had to say and react and get other former players on.
No, but it's a great point because, and we were saying in real time, after the Texans game,
That was rock bottom of John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Him getting cussed at and booed when he's walking down the steps into like that was rock bottom. You didn't see Ray Lewis go to the nearest mic.
Like, Todd, he wasn't on Twitter. Like, this is embarrassing. This should be beneath all of us. Like, get these moot coaches out of here. That's, like, it's just, I mean.
Now that you mention it, like, not even like a Willis McGahee didn't come out and, like, and kick Harbs while he was down.
But even that, it's Pollard. Well, like, that's his deal.
But I think Pollard's back on the end.
That's his cottage industry.
Yeah. But he's also back on the end. They sent him, like, something.
As a regular. Sizzle. Like, Sizzle gets on Football Night in America as a guest, and it's like.
Just, I gotta tell you,
we got a clean house. I'm saying clean house. I think we got a clean house in the castle.
Yeah, it started when Harbs drafted those defensive ends to replace them.
Go to Penn State
now. Again, these two dudes are out there.
Yeah,
but still, they're not alone.
Ravens had some interesting personalities.
They had some out there guys.
Yeah, with Harbs, none of them came out.
Yeah, I mean, again, if.
I would love to see
Ed
Reed.
Part of me is concerned
podcast.
About this game because I do wonder if this is like us against the world. Like, they just come out like a bunch of wild animals. You know what I mean? Like,
it's either that, or
the Ravens destroy them like they did both games last year. And that literally, that like, they will have ended the regime of only the third coach in that place in 60 years.
Ben made a great point in my ear just now. Wouldn't you love to hear what Antonio Brown has to say about all this now?
He's incarcerated.
Well, so he's available. He's got time. Can we get a microphone in front of him or at least a phone call?
Him and Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Bell,
can we get AB's thoughts on Mike Tomlin now?
The Killer Bees, bring them back.
I think
all three
Ben's
of them.
Speaking for
Ben.
A lot of people.
Oh,
I think Ben's,
oh, yeah.
I think totally. Ben's speaking for...
As we mentioned yesterday, I think he's speaking for Pat Freiermuth, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
And Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, so
when
just...
he talks about the coordinator.
This is an interesting topic, and the Mike Tomlin of it all, and the future of Mike Tomlin. So coming up next, Jerry Dulac covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We'll ask him if he thinks there's a very near future without Mike Tomlin. He joins us next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're on the Fan. One of the best parts of Steelers week is we get to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline and check in with Jerry Dulac, who a long time covering the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And Jerry, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with the Mike Tomlin of it all, if we can. We were talking last segment that we're fascinated by the fact that a lot of prominent former Steelers are sort of throwing dirt on Mike Tomlin right now. So in your mind, is there a realistic chance that Mike Tomlin is not the coach of the Steelers next year?
Well, fellas, good afternoon. I apologize for missing my earlier tea time.
No problem, brother.
I just ran a little long. I don't think anything the former players say has any bearing on anything the Steelers would do. I have felt all along that Mike Tomlin and it will no longer be the coach when he decides he no longer wants to be the coach. The Steelers haven't fired a coach since 1968 and Bill Austin, and their coaches leave of their own volition. And so I don't anticipate anything changing this year, no matter what former players say. But that is not to dismiss their comments as to what they see going on, and you know, they're seeing something they're not used to, and they don't like it. And I don't blame them. They're seeing the defense play very un-Steeler-like. It's been so inconsistent. You know, giving up the amount of yards that they have, you know, rushing, not taking advantage of teams, you know, who have offensive linemen hurt. Perfect example last week, Josh Allen sacked 8 times against the Texans, harassed a half dozen other times, both starting tackles out, and the Steelers don't sack him once. So it's a bunch of little things. But it's the overall, you know, allowing as many points as they've had, 30 points or more 5 times this year. You got to go back. I can't remember how many years it is now, fellas. You got to go back 15 or so years to find the last time, or maybe even longer, they did that in the first 11 games or 12 games of the season. So those are the kinds of things that these defensive players are seeing. And we've heard from Ben Roethlisberger, too, that they don't like, and is just so uncharacteristic and un-Steeler-like to them.
Jerry, you've covered this team for a long time. The combination of the former players coming out saying that Mike Tomlin needs to go, and also what happened Sunday, 249 yards on the ground given up, the fire Mike Tomlin chants that were very audible, the fans booing Renegade. Is this the biggest low point that you've seen for them in quite some time?
Well, booing Renegade is like the borderline sacrilegious. So, yeah, when that happened, I think that got a lot of people's attention. But I will say this. It was the timing of Renegade. You know, they're being embarrassed. They just got stopped on 4th-and-2 at the 7. It's 23-7 at this point, and the offense is doing nothing. And then so they're trying to fabricate some enthusiasm by, after that 4th-and-2 in the timeout, they play Renegade. And I think people were booing the idea of just, are you kidding me? You know, not the right time for this, because what we're seeing doesn't deserve any enthusiasm. But, yeah, the fire Tomlin chants, nobody could miss them. He heard him. I will say this. The one thing that gets an owner's attention is when your stadium starts giving up seats to Packers fans like they did, giving up seats in quantity to Buffalo fans like they did last week. And then when you hear that grumbling, I'm not saying that causes the owner to do anything, but I can promise you it gets the owner's attention. It would get every owner's attention, because the last thing you want to do is alienate your fan base. And so when they see that type of thing happening, that certainly registers with them. And Art Rooney heard the chants the other day. Of course he did. He was there, and there was no missing.
So let's go back to your initial point about, you know, Mike Tomlin and when he might be ready and when it might seem like time to move on. Is there any part of you that thinks he may be looking at this landscape and saying, you know, nothing is forever, and Andy Reid had a great second career, and Dick Vermeil came out of long retirement and won Super Bowls, and, like, Penn State does have an opening, and whether he'd be interested or not, like, it's just one more sort of thing that could give him some leverage. And like, I think the New York Giants would move heaven and earth to get somebody like Mike Tomlin as their head coach. And is there any part of you that starts to play it forward, Jer? And especially if this isn't their year and they are under 500 for the first time in forever, and say, yeah, like, I could see the planets aligning and everybody working together to find life after Tomlin.
Well, here's the part of it that I can see moving forward, but I will say I have not in any form or gotten any indication from anybody who matters that Mike Tomlin is thinking, it might be time mm-hmm. for a change mm-hmm. of scenery. It's the same thing that went on 2 years ago where Mike Tomlin had to just come out and say, look, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. And it got to the point where he's making jokes about it. So I don't see that. I haven't heard that. I've got no inclination. But I think where the Steelers are is they have to ask themselves, how much longer are we going to tolerate the same old thing? For the last six Decembers, three-game losing streaks that either cost them a playoff spot or hurt their playoff seeding. Yeah. If you want to take it to Thanksgiving, five of the last seven seasons, the point being these late-season swoons that continually haunt this team and then get in the postseason when they have and get blown out and lose immediately. It's it's 8 one-and-dones for Mike Tomlin. The only guy who has more is Marty Schottenheimer, who that's still held against him, 9 one-and-dones. And so this isn't about whether Mike Tomlin's a good coach. Of course he's a good coach. He's a very good to great coach. Probably, even though it's getting harder each year now with these new bylaws, probably will get in the Hall of Fame. But it's not about that. It's about, okay, it's just time for a change. Mm-hmm. You know the old story, well, you don't make change for the sake of change. It's time to make a change for the sake of change.
Talking with Jerry Dulog, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jerry, let's get to the Aaron Rodgers of it all and then go back to one of the former players. We heard from Ben Roethlisberger. We played some cuts yesterday where he was saying that Rodgers is calling his own plays at times and just, I guess, doing the old draw it up in the dirt kind of thing. We didn't expect Aaron Rodgers to be great this year. It seems to be getting worse as it goes. And also, he seems to be throwing some players under the bus now. What do you think of the whole Aaron Rodgers experience?
Well, I would say through at least half the season, and maybe just a pinch longer, that everybody would agree that he's been better than probably what everybody locally and nationally expected. But I do agree with you, the last couple weeks and the numbers are proof that he has not played very well. And, of course, I'm sure the wrist hampered him to some degree, if not a large degree, last week. I we're going to see what these last five games hold. You know, one of the things the Steelers liked when they signed Aaron Rodgers was how he played in the last six games last year with the Jets. They saw the mobility. They saw, you know, obviously, the arm strength and everything else is still there. That's when he actually played his best. And so we'll see if he still has that these last five games based on what we have seen the last two. As for Ben's comments, they know, the Steelers know and feel that Aaron Rodgers is the best in the league at the line of scrimmage, and he is. And so is he calling? They have plays called, but, can he check? Can he, is he changing routes? Is he changing blocking assignments at the line of scrimmage? Absolutely he is. They know it, and he does it frequently. You can see him doing it. So, yeah, to a large extent, some of the plays end up being his. I don't think the plays are changing dramatically, but the plays that are called have a lot of run options to it. They have a lot of checks to it. And he is doing exactly that at the line of scrimmage, more so than anybody since Ben played.
Jerry, let's end with the defense. It's talked about a lot. It's the highest paid defense in football this year, but they are not playing up to their paycheck, not even close. What has gone wrong with this defense?
Well, a couple things. You know, when they signed Darius Slay, overpaid him 1 year, $10 million at age 34, and traded for Jalen Ramsey, Mike Tomlin publicly stated, along with Joey Porter as our other corner, that we can, quote, run and cover with anybody. Well, and the idea, you know, the object in mind was the Cincinnati Bengals and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And in the very first test, we saw what that was about. They got tortured by both of those guys. So that idea that you can run and cover with anybody went out the window. Now Darius Slay is gone. Jalen Ramsey is playing safety. They really like what they're getting from Jalen Ramsey. But that whole offseason concept and you know, what they intended to do, that's gone. So the next phase of that is what they did in the offseason after the Ravens pushed them around in that playoff game. After rushing for 220 in week 16, whatever it was, they come back with 299. Derrick Henry has, 350 yards, 48 yards, I believe, to be exact, in two games. So what do? They go out and they draft two defensive linemen. They draft a big outside linebacker who was a defensive end in college, and Jack Sawyer. They signed Jalen Ramsey because they wanted to get bigger and more physical. Well, now we're going to see how they do in that first test against the Ravens again. And that after the Bears, the Bills ran for 249 against them.
Jerry Dulac, always great, sir. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We'll see you Sunday.
All right, boys. All the
thank you.
Jerry Dulac covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. By the way, Lucy Bird's going to join us at 4 o'clock, but coming up next is T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, this meeting on Sunday will mark the 39th time that they have coached opposite each other. Only George Halas and Curly Lambeau have coached
imagine
opposite
when they get traded for each other, how crazy it's going to make it.
Is this the beginning of the end? Is this the last of two matchups that we will see these two coaches coach as Ravens and Steelers head coaches? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone Time, TMI with TM. The floor is yours.
They say that all good things must come to an end. And I think this chapter, long chapter of Ravens Steelers, this rivalry, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, I think it's coming to an end one way or another. And it's been a heck of a run where Mike Tomlin, he was hired in 2007, taking over for Bill Cowher. John Harbaugh hired in 2008, taking over for Brian Billick. And there's been 34 Ravens-Steelers regular season games. 27 of them have been one score. 27 of 34. That's insane. And even crazier,
34 under these two.
That's what I'm saying.
That these two are both a part of.
Yes, 2008. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes. 19 of the 34 have been decided by 3 points or less. It's crazy. Steelers lead the regular season series 19-15. They're tied in the postseason 2-2 since 2008. And Sunday will mark 39 times that they've coached opposite each other, second most in NFL history, trailing only George Halas and Curly Lambeau. And so many great moments and great times, and this is not exactly one of them, where this is the first time these two teams have met in December where neither of them have been above 500.
Yes.
And John Harbaugh, you can go back to the low point following the Texans massacre of the Ravens at M&T earlier this year. Fire Harbaugh chants. He's getting cussed at going down into the locker room. And then, of course, Sunday with Mike Tomlin, you have the fire Mike Tomlin chants, then booing Renegade. This game is so massive for both of these franchises, and not just for the playoffs, but I think moving forward. And our buddy Aaron Schatz gave out the stat earlier this week. No more bigger playoff leverage game of the season thus far than this one. Ravens win, they have a 70% chance of making the playoffs. Steelers 23. Steelers win, 75% chance. Pittsburgh makes the playoffs. Ravens 21%. I think all the pressure's on the Ravens, guys.
Absolutely.
Like, all of the pressure is on the Ravens. And
whole world saying it's the worst Steelers team since the Knoll teams in the early 80s coming off of their dynasty.
All we're talking about this week is how much this Steelers team sucks, and the defense is horrible.
Mark Moseley,
they got ran over.
Not Mark Moseley. No, Mark Moseley. That was the kicker.
Mark Malone.
And Aaron Rodgers is 42 and playing like he's 52. But if the Ravens end up losing Sunday, I think the narrative flips back to John Harbaugh being on the hot seat. And if this team does not make the playoffs and they fizzle out, still got the Packers, still got the Patriots, and then, of course, Steelers and Bengals as well. If they finish with a losing record, is that the end of John? And if the Steelers end up laying an egg on Sunday, then it's only going to heighten more former players and the heat on Mike Tomlin. I think these are the last.
Sizzle's got some tweets stored up. He's got some, what do they call it? Like you
drafts?
Save your drafts.
Drafts.
Yeah. He's got a couple drafts. He's just, T-Sizz is just waiting.
I think one way or another, after week 18, this is going to be the last two times they coach against each other in this rivalry. And I put out a poll on IA 105.7 The Fan, basically saying everything I just said. Will Sunday mark the last time both coach versus each other in a Ravens-Steelers game in Baltimore? Because they still got the game in Pittsburgh, week 18. Yes, 54%. No, 46%. IA 105.7 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll. It's live until tomorrow. I think this is it.
I was shocked.
One way or another.
I was shocked that Jerry Dulac, like, he, now granted, he's a beat guy, he's not a columnist, and he's just going off of what he's been, what people have said to him, but he's like, yeah, nothing's changed here. That he says owners don't listen to these players.
Yeah.
No, that would be an embarrassment.
But they do listen to the fans, and that's a mom and pop shop, and if the fans look like they're revolting, and again, Tomlin might also be like, enough's enough.
Totally.
I'll never be appreciated here the way I should be. Like, my past is held against me here in a way it wouldn't be anywhere else, college or pro. So maybe the grass is greener. It was greener for Andy Reid.
Yeah, it was.
A couple other weird notes about this game, by the way, Ben. This is the first time in the history of this series that both teams are coming off a 10-point loss. It's also the first time in the history of this meeting that they're both coming off home losses. And Mike Tomlin, as a dog.
Here we go.
Against the Ravens.
Steelers money line.
Steelers money line.
No, no. I'm just throwing it out there. Mike Tomlin, in his career as a dog against the Ravens, is 13-3-2 against the spread. 10-8 straight up. I'm just putting it out there.
Very interesting. Steelers money line. Book it.
They either come out and it's their Super Bowl, or, yeah, everybody's getting fired.
Coming up next, you know who's never getting fired? Lucy Bird. She's with DraftKings. Get her thoughts on Thanksgiving and many other things. Lucy joins us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.